It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandal. Spill it, honey.
Well, Harvey Weinstein was convicted in Manhattan of rape and criminal sex acts, facing up to 29 years behind bars. Here's the deal. We're hearing he has hired a prison consultant to prepare him for jail time.
Hope you brought your Costco card because you're about to get in bulk.
What is, this is so dark.
You eat organic? How about fresh, farm to table, a puree of my
reminds me of the film Get Hard with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart. It's hilarious. So yeah, Harvey Weinstein has an expert that's going to just help him prepare. He's like, I suffer from diabetes and severe back problems. It's like, well, maybe you should have thought about that. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see if he survives. Keep you posted on that. Moving on to Snoop D-O-double-G. Snoop Dogg is opening up about those comments he made towards Gayle King.
I wanted to make sure that what I said was said the right way, and I wanted to make sure that the message was across that we love Kobe and be respectful of Vanessa and those kids.
Yes.
That's what the whole intent was.
Right.
To protect that woman and them babies over there because she's still grieving.
Yeah.
And let's give them that respect.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he changed his tune. I think he just went off when he kind of attacked Gayle. And now he's kind of like, okay, I'm taking a step back. That wasn't the right way to do it. Pete Davidson, he is calling out his famous ex, Ariana Grande. He opened up, he has this new Netflix special, Pete Davidson Alive from New York. And he says that really she just dated him as a distraction.
When you get older, you realize that's kind of all life is. It's just a bunch of scribbles and violence I want to avoid.
So his special is currently available on Netflix. I actually really want to check this out. He also wants to be done with SNL, which I'm sad about, but he wants to do bigger and better things, so I get that.
When you say he was calling out his ex, like, what did he say to, like, call her out?
He was just saying that that basically she told Vogue she only dated him as a distraction.
What?
And he was, like, seriously hurt by that.
Aww.
And he's like, can you imagine if I did that? Like, it would be like, oh, you're terrible. Like, you're stunned.
People would lose their minds.
Yeah, and so he's just like...
Do you think that's true? Why would she do that? That's so sad, because he's so famous, and he wasn't as famous, and...
I don't know. I thought it was funny. Like, he's always like, kind of not attractive guys were like, you give me hope, dude, when he was dating Ariana Grande.
Right.
But I don't know. I love him, though. I really do. I think he's like a cool guy.
He's doing fine in the dating world.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I grew up like 10 miles from him.
You did?
He was from Staten Island, and I lived in New Jersey.
Another guy I totally love, Jimmy Fallon. Here he is talking about his awkward encounter when he kissed Michael Jordan.
I had a very awkward run-in with Michael Jordan.
What?
I was at a golf charity event, and so I was playing with Jordan. We were at some nightclub at the end of the night, or something like that, and he's like, Derek's like, Jimmy, you know Michael? I go, yeah, I know you. Yeah. And I went to say, what's up? And I went to, like, kind of, I don't know, give him a kiss on the cheek, and he wanted to give me a kiss on this cheek.
Uh-oh.
And we both, like, kissed on the lips.
Oh!
And it was, I thought I was going to die. I thought he was going to, I go, he could just kill me.
I wonder if his lips were soft.
Wait, he was saying he tried to kiss him on, did he mean like his butt cheek?
No, he would like cheek to cheek and then they met in the
like
middle.
Like the European,
okay. When he said the other cheek, I was like.
I mean, now he can say he's kissed a legend though. Jimmy's bragging rights. Exactly.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.